Today I'm talking to Dr. Nihara Kraus, your founder and CEO of teenage mental health charity STEM4, based in Wimbledon. Good morning, Nihara, and welcome to Radio Jackie. You're a consultant clinical psychologist. Can you please tell me when and why you founded the charity?
The charity was founded in 2012 in response to the growing need to support young people's mental health.
Why do you think more and more young people are suffering from mental health issues today, probably post-COVID, pressures from social media, school? Why do you think that are those the problems, or do you think there are any others contributing to the factor?
That's a difficult and complicated question to answer. There are multiple factors that lead to poor mental health, and they include some of the stresses and strains that you mentioned. So increasing pressures, adjustment to COVID, the impact or the dissemination of information on social media, some of it which isn't helpful. But there's also underlying causes. Some people are biologically more vulnerable to developing mental ill health conditions. Some people have experienced very traumatic incidents in their lives, and mental ill health might be a response to that.
On Tuesday, the 19th of September, you're holding a Mental Health Awareness Day, hashtag Be Brave. You're trying to address rising anxiety and avoidance. How that day is going to pan out? You say you have a bravery wall, activities, mental health resources. Tell me a little bit about the day.
So STEM4 is the initiator of Youth Mental Health Day, and the day is really to shine a light on supporting the mental health needs of young people. So this is our third year, and the focus this year is to address the rising tide of anxiety conditions, particularly post-COVID. Young people have been through a difficult time in terms of missing out on a lot of experiences to do with growing up. So the day is a really positive focus on helping young people to start to take on board something that they'd like to be a little bit more confident about. So whether that is to, I don't know, do something that they've been putting off, whether it is to feel better about themselves, whether it is to reach out and ask for help. So our day-to-day real life focus is in terms of having a, what we call a Be Brave wall. It's going to be in central Wimbledon, opposite Centre Court Shopping Centre in the Wimbledon Piazza, and we will encourage schools to come and, you know, post whatever messages of positivity that they have. We have the Mayor of Merton attending, and we have a really upbeat date. But in addition to that, we have got a lot of schools across the country who have downloaded our resource packs and are going to have a Be Brave theme in school that day.
That sounds a wonderful idea. I think young people do stress about being stressed, if you can see what I mean. They start feeling anxiety. Is it hard for them to find somewhere to turn to? I mean, they could try their parents, but maybe they feel embarrassed. Are there enough resources around for them to turn to if they feel they're alone and they just want to find help?
I think there are resources. Schools and colleges are really supportive and understanding of mental health needs of young people. Often friends are the ones who young people will turn to. And so helping support peer skills in listening, in understanding, is really a very good step, alongside encouraging parents to start to listen in ways that young people then feel more open to talking about things.
I think, you, as you say, it's all about talking. Do you think schools are equipped with enough support staff and teachers to address mental health issues and to spot them when they start?
Schools have a very tough job because schools have to, you know, obviously catch up with the academic curriculum. They've got to support young people's learning needs. They do have some help and innovation within it, but it's a way to go.
And you're a psychologist. Tell me, psychology versus psychiatry in tackling these issues?
Oh, that's a very tricky question. So there's obviously an overlap in roles. We look at the underlying causes of mental ill health and look at evidence-based ways, the ways that are researched and work in helping make change. Psychiatrists will have a medical training and will therefore prescribe medication if it is needed to young people. Clinical psychologists are scientist practitioners in a variety of different types of therapies and treatments, and will offer that support and work with either an individual or with an organization or with parents. parents and carers.
Thank you for that. And finally, do you have any words you can say here and now to reassure young people who are suffering with mental health issues that they're not alone and help is out there?
Absolutely. So there are lots and lots of things that you can do as a first step to support yourself. And the most important thing is to just notice change and reach out. There is no embarrassment in asking for help or even just finding out, sussing out why perhaps that change might be there. If it doesn't work with the first person you talk to, please don't give up. Reach out to someone else. There will be someone who understands, whether that's a friend who can help support you and get you to who you need to talk to, a teacher at school, a parent, a sibling, your GP, or indeed a number of charities, including STEM4.
Thank you, Nihara.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed.
And I hope a lot of young people can come along and find out about resources and to be brave, as you say. Thank you very much indeed.
Yeah.